Yesterday we started speaking about a woman's obligation in Parshas Zachor, and we came to the conclusion that there are some poskim who assume, like the Sefer HaChinuch, that women are exempt, either because they assume that Zachor is a time-bound mitzvah, or because of the Sefer HaChinuch said, which is a little bit hard to understand, that Zachor is an urge and a commandment to go fight the war against Amalek, and women do not fight the war, and therefore we had some questions on that. But most poskim assume that women really are going to be chayiv, and therefore women should make an attempt to come to shul and hear Parshas Zachor. Now, sometimes it's hard, difficult for a woman to come to the regular minyan, the regular lading, and therefore a lot of places they have an additional minyan for women after davening, maybe in the afternoon, additional lading of Parshas Zachor. Now, the poskim point out that if possible, one should ideally have a minyan of men there. We said that according to some, even d'oraisa, you need a minyan of men. Even according to that, not that opinion, at least there are abundant, you need a minyan of men, and therefore, even though men don't need to hear it anymore, they heard it in davening, ideally, in that extra woman's minyan, there should be a minyan of men there, and therefore the woman could be yotzei according to all the opinions. The minyan is also not to make a bracha when we do the extra reading for a woman. Now, one thing I'll talk about next week is, are there other things that a woman can hear to be yotzei her chiyav of zachor? All the Torah says is, remember what Amalek did for you. It doesn't say to read these pesukim specifically on the Shabbat before Purim. And then we'll talk about next week different options. If a woman didn't make it to shul and didn't make it to the extra minyan, are there other things she can hear to be yotzei her mitzvah of zachor? Have a good day.